And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 28th of December, 2009. 1897, on this day, the play Cyrano de Bergerac premiered at the Théâtre de Saint-Martin in Paris by Edmond Rostand, who based the play very loosely on the life of his favorite playwright, Savien de Cyrano de Bergerac, who lived in the 17th century, but mostly the play is fictitious. A well-born soldier with a talent for poetry, very self-conscious because he has an enormous nose, is in love with the beautiful Roxanne, assumes that she would never love a man with such a big nose, so he helps one of Roxanne's suitors, Christian, writing the poetry that Christian then recites and sends to Roxanne. And, of course, she falls in love with the man who writes so well, even though she is mistaken about who that man is. It was a huge hit on this night, 1897. Audience applauded for about half an hour after the conclusion of it. In the year 1065, Westminster Abbey was consecrated, the project of King Edward the Confessor, who was sick and couldn't come to the ceremony, died a few days later. And the next year, William the Conqueror was crowned in the abbey, one section of which is known as the Poet's Corner. Geoffrey Chaucer was buried there in 1400, but he was buried because he had an administrative job with the abbey, and he lived close by, not because he was a writer. But in 1599, Edmund Spenser was buried near Chaucer, and after that, it was considered a place for writers. Samuel Johnson, Charles Dickens, Thomas Hardy, Alfred Lord Tennyson, Robert Browning, Rudyard Kipling, and many more buried there, including Ben Jonson, who, according to legend, did not want to be buried in a large grave, 6 feet long by 2 feet wide. He preferred 2 feet by 2 feet. So when he died in poverty in 1637, he was buried upright. Thomas Hardy was buried, Westminster Abbey, a controversial burial because he was generally known as an atheist. But his local vicar assured the dean of the abbey that Hardy was a Christian at heart, though he hadn't gone to church in 21 years. Here's a poem for today by James Lachlan entitled, O Best of All Nights, Return and Return Again. How she let her long hair down over her shoulders, making a love cave around her face, return and return again. How, when the lamplight was lowered, she pressed against him, twining her fingers in his, return and return again. How their legs swam together like dolphins, and their toes played like little toonies, return and return again. How she sat beside him, cross-legged, telling him stories of her childhood, return and return again. How she closed her eyes when his were open, how they breathed together, breathing each other, return and return again. How they fell into slumber, their bodies curled together like two spoons, return and return again. How they went together to otherwhere, the fairest land they had ever seen, return and return again. O best of all nights, return and return again. A poem by James Lachlan, O Best of All Nights, Return and Return Again, from Poems New and Selected, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.